Sports Radio 103.7 WEEI.
Welcome back to Southern New England Sports Saturday on WEEI. Scott Cordeschi, Nick Coit with you. You hear the music, so you know what time it is. It's time to bring in our resident handicapper, Steve from Osona. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, boys.
What's happening, Steve?
You sound a little down.
Your very astute observation is correct, because I am some kind of ticked off. Uh-huh. I am now inventing new ways to burn up winning tickets. 1-2 last week was unacceptable, but the two losses, Boston College plus 19, and I was right in that game until a punt return kickoff beat me. And that was nothing compared to the Monday night game with San Fran and Eli Manning getting in with 53 seconds to go. A bogus PI on 3rd and 7 with 1:17 to go called, went against the 49ers, gave the drive new life for the Giants, and instead of kicking a field goal, they go in for 7. I lose. But that's the end of the bad news. This is the good news now. Oh, I have to tell you this, Scotty. I mentioned Sid the Kid from the desert, and I talked to him this week, midweek, and Dexie Dextrator from North Marion, Massachusetts. And they are no longer speaking to me, Scotty.
That's when you know it's bad, Steve. Uh-oh.
That's when you know it's bad. They are a little bit ticked off at me. Uh-oh. So I promised them this week I have my turkey shoot picks. These are $500 picks, by the way, and I'm giving them away for free. But in my 20 years associated with Mr. Scott Cordeschi, my Turkey Day shootout picks, I made 50 of them in 20 years. My composite record is 36 wins, 12 losses, and 2 pushes. Now, if you haven't gone to school lately, that comes out to a 72% winning percentage. So I would pay close attention to what I'm about to say. Okay, moving right along to the college games here. First off, we had some just near misses. The Cincinnati Bearcats plus the points. The Colorado Buffaloes minus the points. And yes, Scotty, the Orangemen of Syracuse University just missed. But there was one game better than all three of those games. And that game is up in the land of 10,000 lakes, Minneapolis, Minnesota. The homestanding Minnesota Golden Gophers are a 2.5-point favorite. On Senior Day, they take on the visiting Northwestern Wildcats. This is a huge revenge game, which is one of the reasons why it outdistanced the other three games that were strong plays. Last year in Evanston, Illinois, the Wildcats really put it to the Golden Gophers. They annihilated them 33-0. And those coaches, and P.J. Fleck is the coach for the Golden Gophers of Minnesota, if I know that was a whooping, he knows, and his coaches have had 365 days to get over that game, advantage Minnesota. But there's one thing more as far as the tangibles go in this game. Head coach Pat Fitzgerald has been there 10 years in Evanston, Illinois. He's going to go with his regular guys for the first half, but he has absolutely nothing to play for in this game because last week, the Wildcats clinched the Western Division in the Big Ten Conference, automatic entry into the championship game of the Big Ten. This game means nothing to Northwestern. They just want to get out of Dodge without any more injuries. As far as Minnesota goes, this is Senior Day for all the seniors, last home game for the Golden Gophers. So in a game that is absolutely everything to Minnesota in their bowl quest, as they want to become bowl eligible, and means nothing to the Wildcats of Northwestern, I'm going to bite. I'm going to take Minnesota minus the skinny 2.5.
Steve, can you explain this line to me? Boston College is ranked 20th in the nation, coming off the tough home loss to Clemson, but I thought they played well defensively. They just couldn't do anything offensively against Clemson's defense. But they're on the road at a Florida State team that is very down this year. They're just not good.
Yeah, not good.
They're only favored by a point to a point and a half. Why is that line what it is?
Well, the lines makers on Sunday night we're not certain what the situation of the starting quarterback for BC was.
Yeah.
And that had a huge, huge impact on what they were going to put out on Sunday night. So that's the only explanation. Like, there is no, I don't care if they play that game in Tallahassee. I don't care if they play that game on the moon. When you compare the two squads and all the stats, category to category, BC Eagles are clearly the better team in that foray.
Sure.
So I can only say that the uncertainty of the starting quarterback situation
was the reason
why it was so low.
Yeah, you're probably right. I think the speculation is it will be E.J. Perry starting again, that Anthony Brown might not be able to go against the Seminoles. So that's probably it.
Right. They have Brown listed as questionable as of this moment, as of half an hour ago, I should say.
Yep. Yep.
All right, moving right along to the pro game. And I must have offended the gods, but I'm going to get my revenge today in this game. Because when I looked into the numbers in this game, Scotty, I was just blown away. And it takes a lot to blow me away, by the way. This game is the Monday Night Spectacular. The 9-1 Kansas City Chiefs visit the 9-1 homestanding Rams of L.A. And how they got this one game as a home game, went from a neutral site to home game, is beyond me. But it ain't going to matter. Because once you hear this, you're going to know who the winning side in this game is. Let's compare the quarterback, shall we? Jeff Goff, 22 touchdown passes on the season. Patrick Mahomes, 31 passes for touchdowns this season. Advantage KC. Total combined touchdowns on offense. The Rams, 36. Nothing to sneeze at. Solid numbers. But Kansas City has scored 41 offensive touchdowns this season. Advantage KC. Stock defense. Okay. Total TD passes allowed. The Rams have allowed 19 touchdown passes. Kansas City, 16. Advantage KC. Total picks. The Rams have 7 picks as a team. Kansas City, 11. Advantage KC. Special teams. You want to talk about special teams? Okay, let's talk about special teams. Kickoff returns. The Rams are 22.4 yards per pop. Kansas City, 26.4. Advantage KC. Punt returns. Okay. The Rams, 13.1. Fourth in the league, by the way, the Rams, 13.1. But that pales to Kansas City's 15.9. Number one in the whole No Fun League. Advantage, KC. Now, according to Pro Football Focus, right cornerback Marcus Peters is having a terrible, terrible season, guys. He is allowed the second most touchdown receptions of all qualifying cornerbacks, and there was 91 quarterbacks, according to them, that qualified. So he ranked 90th in allowing 6 TD passes. But it gets worse for old Mr. Peters. He's also allowed 613 yards of receiving yardage to the Oppo wide receivers. That is also second worst in the entire No Fun League. Advantage, KC. The Rams are at home, and they get 3 points. Whoopee, ding. That ain't going to be enough in this game. In a high-scoring affair, I'm going to take the underdog Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm going to take the generous 3.5 points, and that'll be my second winner of the week. And I'm going to give you a bonus pick, Scotty.
All right.
Okay.
My first total of the year. We're going to go out to Stillwater, Oklahoma, the site of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. The total in this game is 74. I'm going to repeat that. The total in this game is 74. Now, before everybody jumps into the Providence River, stifle yourself, Edith. It's high for a reason. I'm going to guarantee you this game goes over, and this game could have 70 points at halftime. The stakes are huge in this game. This is a New Year's Day 6 elimination game, as far as I'm concerned. The winner of this game brings in millions and millions and millions of dollars to the coffers to whatever university wins this football game. So they're going to put the pedal to the metal, and they're not going to let up. And this is play to the death for 60 minutes, and this game is going over the total of 74. And that's your three picks. All on Turkey Day. All Turkey Day dinners are on me. I'm going to pay for all the Turkey Day dinners, the stuffings, the trimmings, the dinner is all on me.
All right, Steve.
Good stuff.
Thank you, as always. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you.
Thanks,
Steve.
Have
a great sports weekend, guys.
You too. That's handicapper Steve from Assonet with his picks of the week. We're going to take a break. That ends the first hour. We'll come back with a second hour of Southern New England Sports Saturday here on WEEI.